there is, you know, incredible academic preparation happening here, incredible spiritual preparation and maturation and growth happening here.
My success stories have really just been one after another. They're successful to me because I love to see people's lives change.
It was a remarkable experience.
Hello and welcome to Latter-day Profiles. I'm Brian Howard. We're here on the campus of Brigham Young University, Idaho, and joining me today is Alan Reed. Alan, welcome. Good to have you here.
Thank you. It's really an honor to be here.
Well, Alan is one of the owners of Reed's Dairy that's located in Idaho Falls, but has locations around southeast Idaho. And if anybody has ever driven through and not stopped at Reed's Dairy to get some ice cream, you're missing out because famous for the ice cream, but also a lot of other milk products. Of course, it's a dairy, but has all the products, cheese and milk and all those other things that go along with that. So I want to hear a little bit about your story. This is a family-owned business, which I always enjoy. It seems like the family-owned businesses always take a little extra special care. So your next generation, though, how did this get started?
Well, originally, my dad and his two brothers started it. When my dad and the one brother, my one uncle, went into the Navy, then the brother that was left home, he decided that they had a hog project. They raised hogs. And so he decided that he wanted to sell those and buy some milk cows. And so he did that. And when Dad and Dave arrived back from the Navy, they had about 15 milk cows they were milking and decided to expand on that along with the farming operation that they had going on. And so they started milking cows and immediately started selling it to the public. We had another processor bottle our milk and then we would sell it. And then in 62, we put in our own processing equipment, started processing our own milk from there forward, and it's just grown from there.
Mm-hmm. So you do the whole process. You raise the cows, milk the cows, send the milk to get processed, and make it into all the different things. That's a lot of undertaking.
Well, yeah, we have about six different businesses all under one roof right there. So we've got our dairy farm operation, and we have our milking parlor where we milk the cows, and it just, you walk through a door, and the pipe goes into the plant where it goes into the milk tanks, and then we take the milk there and process it, and we do all the varieties of bottled milk, 1%, 2% whole, and so forth. You know, our chocolate milk, and of course, now during the season, we're doing eggnog and chocolate nog. And then we also make cheddar cheese as well as the ice cream, and it's all encompassed there under one big roof. So it literally, like this morning, we were milking the cows. It was going into the tank and flowing right into the processing plant, and they were bottling milk that was about 5 minutes out of the cow.
They're talking really fresh.
It is fresh.
You get fresh. Mm-hmm. Well, if somebody hasn't worked with cows, I grew up in a small farm. We had like a couple cows. We milked them by hand, and it wasn't always a pleasant experience. One thing about cows is they don't take vacations. They've got to be milked. And that was both that was a blessing and a curse, right? And I suppose that is always need to be taken care of. What's that like, that constant responsibility? Because you know, somebody has to be there. You can't go on complete vacation and take care of those things.
Right. No, we've got a herdsman who's actually a partner in the business, and he manages that operation. And yeah, those guys work every day, and because the cows have to be fed, milk taken care of all the time.
Hmm. What's that process like? I imagine you're not probably out as much, because I imagine that starts early in the morning and probably goes along all day with how many cows you have. But what's that process like?
Well, we start feeding about 6:30 in the morning to feed the cows, all the milk cows, all the young stock. We raise all of our own replacement cows from calves that we have there on the farm. So once a calf is born on our place, it's a Reed's Dairy cow forever. Mm. And we raise it up and put it in the milking herd. But we feed the cows, feed all the animals around 6:30. We start milking around 5 in the afternoon and 5 in the morning. So those are our two milk times. And it takes us about 6-7 hours to milk the cows.
Wow. It's a long process. And that's a lot of milk. How much milk do you produce in any given day?
Well, we're getting about 1,600 gallons a day. That's milking the cows twice a day.
Mm. Wow. And that changes a little bit, all right? Summertime, wintertime, alters a little bit. Depends on how happy the cows are.
Well, that's true. The cows really do not lock do not like flies and hot weather. So August is not a good month for them. Mm. So our milk production, we see it come down a little bit then. They're actually pretty content with this type, you know, colder temperatures. But the heat is more difficult on them than the cold. But their production kind of comes up and down a little bit depending on the time of year. But they're for the most part, they're pretty consistent.
Hmm. You know, you said this is a family-owned business. You grew up around it. Was it something that you thought you wanted to be a part of because it was a family? Or was it something that you just kind of evolved as you grew up and decided it was going to be something you were going to do?
I was raised on the farming side of the business. So we had acres that we farmed. We raised potatoes, grain, and hay. And then we also had then the dairy side. And most of my time was spent farming. I really enjoyed the farming side. That's what my dad was focused on. And so when I went on my mission and came home, I wound up here at Ricks College and took accounting classes. And then went back and, you know, farmed when I wasn't going to school. And finally, Dad said, you know, we really need somebody to run the corporate books and help with the finances at the dairy and some things at the dairy. So maybe you could do that during the winter time. So because of my accounting experience, I did that. And then they wanted me to stay at the dairy to help manage the operations at the dairy. And I wasn't overly happy with that, but I really enjoyed associating with the customers. I was fascinated with the food science end of it. And so I stayed, and anyway, it was as things got divided up, as the brothers wanted to start retiring, then I hitched my wagon permanently to the dairy financially and other ways, and we've grown it from there.
You know, that's sometimes kind of a scary proposition because you're going to business for yourself, even though it's been family owned, and now it's all on you, right? You're not like going to be employed for someone else. Was that an easy decision, or was that something that you thought a lot about and say, hey, we're going into business, I'm buying into this, do I really want to do this?
Well, I was enjoying it, and to me, it was an opportunity that I could see some real benefit for me personally. I mean, I always wanted to work for myself because I knew that would give me time, and it has, to coach my kids' ball teams, baseball, softball, basketball, do those kind of things. You don't get many vacations, but you have these opportunities to spend this great time with your children.
Yeah.
And so that was a real blessing to that. And I wanted to have that part of it. And like I say, and I really like the food science and the marketing side of it. And so it just was one of those natural things that I just moved into.
Yeah, as I understand, part of the food science, you know, you got into the ice cream business, and you were actually the one who went and got educated on how to make ice cream. What was that experience like, learning the technical side of ice cream?
Well, it was really interesting. So I went to North Carolina State and took their food science class to learn how to manufacture ice cream, run the formulas, all the science behind it. I did the same thing with when we wanted to make cheese a few years later, and attended some classes up at University of Idaho, Washington State University, and learned that science of it. And like I say, the food science part of it has really been interesting, what happens with different ingredients and how you can make different things happen within the processing of those dairy products. Mm.
So I'm wondering, as you are making your recipe for your ice cream, you probably had to do a lot of experimentation. What was that process like? Did you do a lot of taste testing?
We did. When we first started, when I arrived back after attending the food science class, of course, we started working on our formulation for our ice cream, and we dumped a lot of mix. You know, we'd come up with a formula and process it and freeze it, and it just wasn't where we wanted to do, and we put a lot of product down the drain because I didn't want to sell something until it was what we really wanted, and that high quality product. And it took us about 6 months to really come up with a formula that we wanted, and then we started packaging it. And I wanted to make sure that every run that came out of our ice cream batch freezer was the quality we wanted. And so I was having the guys, they'd save me about a little 4 ounce cup out of every run. And then in the mornings, I'd taste them after they'd been hardened and make sure they're up to speed. Well, that went on for about 3 months and I realized I couldn't eat that much ice cream every day. My pants were getting a little tight. So that ended, but we come up with a different quality control program.
Well, it was a tasty quality control program.
Oh, it was a wonderful assignment, yeah.
A delicious breakfast every day. You know, ice cream has really become one of the things you're really known for. Mm-hmm. And people come, you know, far and wide around. And you have, is it 4 retail stores now that you sell the ice cream through?
We do. We have 2 there in Idle Falls, actually 1 in Idle Falls, 1 in Ammon, and then we have 2 over in the Boise Valley. Those stores have been really good. And we also sell to lots of other dipping stores in the area that serve our ice cream.
Mm. What's been your favorite feedback as you see people, customers coming in, get the scoops, get their cups full of ice cream? You know, I'm sure that's an enjoyable experience for you. What's the feedback you get?
Well, it's wonderful to have an ice cream store because people come in happy. You know, we don't have too much complaints going on. They're usually happy when they come in there. It's fun to see them when they taste the ice cream and their response is, wow, I just haven't tasted ice cream like this at all, anytime. This is so good. And it's fun to have that feedback. People really like the flavor of our ice cream, and mostly because we use cream, milk, and sugar. We make a really high quality product and we make sure it stays that way. It's more expensive to make, but it really is a great product.
You know, I was reading some background about your company, and when it first started, you know, back with the uncles and your dad, then as simple as getting the milk, sticking it in the fridge, and people sticking, quarters or whatever it was in a shoebox, right? Mm-hmm. Business has changed dramatically. Now you talk about marketing, internet, social media. Is that one of the ways that you now market it, try to help let people know what you're doing?
It is. It is. Facebook and Instagram have been a really good avenue for us. Facebook in particular, we're learning more about the presence on Facebook. And yeah, when I first started there, I type out a thing and post it on there. And then I went into the videos and doing short videos. That has had a really great response as far as conversion from people into customers through Facebook. Instagram, we can put little short things on Instagram, and that's becoming a better avenue of social media marketing for us. So those things have become really important to us, along with email programs out to our existing customers. Mm.
Sounds like you're hands-on with all that stuff. Are you an early adopter? Do you post? Are you the poster? Do you put it on Facebook, Instagram? Do you have somebody helping you out with that kind of stuff?
I do a lot of it. I used to do all of it, but we wanted to be more aggressive with it, and so I actually have a lady who has a marketing business out of Boise. I'm acquainted with her through the Dairy Association. And so she helps me manage that. I shoot all the videos, write most of the copy.
Oh, really?
Then Cindy also pitches in there and helps me get things posted. And she comes up with her own kind of pictures and things, and we talk about them and keep organized together each week.
How do you come up with the ideas for the video? Sounds like you have fun doing it. You get your camera out, and what kind of things things are people going to see when they go to your Instagram account, your videos?
Well, they're going to see different ways to use our products. Cindy will put some of those on there. Most of the videos that I put on Facebook are concerning things that are coming up, like we just finished a great big milk coupon sale, and we had a video about that. We'll have video concerning if we have an event coming up at the dairy, or right now we've got candy jars in the stores and people guess how many pieces of candy are in the jar, and the winner will get a year's supply of ice cream. Mm. And so I'll do videos about that, or maybe something that's going on outside.
I was wondering on those quantities of the year supply. Some of us could eat a lot of ice cream in a year.
Right.
Think about as you're going through this, what are some of the challenges that you face as a small business, especially right now we're dealing with COVID-19. You like to do a lot of community events, invite people in. How has that been, and how you're making things work through this?
That's a great question. I really miss the community events that we have. I mean, we'd have something every month and have some bigger events about once a quarter. I've really missed those. And we've had customers that have said, you're gonna bring them back? Well, as soon as we can.
Yeah.
So the transition of that has been trying to keep that connection with our customers still just through special things in our store. Instagram and Facebook has been one way we've tried to make that connection. But it's been more of a challenge. It's more difficult to keep that kind of customer relationship that I like to have, where you know your customers and you can invite them to your place in large groups and have opportunities there. Even our stores in Boise, we've had to limit how many can come in. And when I go over there and spend time in the stores, you know, we just have a small amount of customers that can come in. And so I miss that association with the customers.
Yeah, being able to hang out in small groups and things like that. Mm-hmm. You know, I think it sounds like it's been an important part of your business is just being involved in the community. Has this given you opportunities to be involved in a wider part of your community? I know you've been able to, you know, serve in church callings up here on campus. What other opportunities have you had to be involved in the community based on your community outreach?
I served quite a few years on the Idaho Falls School District 91 board, and then I was appointed to serve on the State Charter School Commission, which I'm on now. I'm the chair of that commission right now, and so that has, I really like that because I get to meet people from all over the state, and I've just formed some great friendships through that. Education has kind of been, I guess, where I've kind of focused my extra time.
Yeah, no, that's a place that I like, so yeah. That's a good one. You know, as far as your family's concerned, what's been their involvement with this? You know, your immediate family, I think you have a son who's involved. Mm-hmm. Is that something that it's a family affair, people are involved, especially like at the community events, everybody kind of get involved, kind of thing?
Yeah, we are. Three of our kids live here, one lives over in Oregon, so Courtney doesn't get involved as she used to, although when we have a lot of things going on in the office and need help with the phones, she will forward the phone to her so she can take phone calls, because all my kids have worked in the business since, you know, they were this tall, and so they know the business really well. But if we have a big event, you know, I've got a picture hanging in one of the stores. My oldest son, who's a machinist, you know, he's leading one of our cows around, and you know, of course, Sam's involved because it's his business also. But our daughter is giving horse buggy rides to the people there. And so, yeah, it's kind of all hands on deck, which is fun.
Yeah. And you've been, you know, in the past, at least when it's more open to be able to do tours, people invited to come and mm-hmm. check out the dairy, see what's going on out there. And what's been the response to that as people come and watch the operation? We all live around, if you live in Southeast Idaho, you know there's cows, but very rarely do you go and take the inside look.
Right. Right. Now, people really like that. I think they're really fascinated with all of the equipment and what's involved in putting milk in a gallon bottle or making ice cream and cheese. And so they're always fascinated to see that part of it. They really have an interest in the cattle also, because, I mean, you can stand in the center of our parking lot and look out and see pretty much most of our cows. So we're not hiding anything. They can see exactly how the cows are taken care of. But to get on the wagon and take them around and explain to them how they're fed and the care that they're given, people really enjoy that, and I think it helps them with their understanding of what goes on in agriculture.
Mm. I bet they don't mind a few samples either.
No, we always have to have samples.
You know, as being a member of the church, I imagine as a ward member, if you're planning a party, you're probably a pretty popular guy. Say, hey, right. We're having a party. Did you get that coming to you and say, hey, Brother Reed, can you help us out with some treats?
Well, serving as a stake president up here and a bishop and in a stake presidency, we served a lot of ice cream in my stake. So that was a fun thing, but we have a lot of people that call us, and we do a lot of catering. If they're going to have a party and they want to have ice cream, we seem to be someone that they always get a hold of.
The go-to guys. What has that been an experience like? As we were talking before, you served on campus here at BYU-Idaho in a number of capacities, bishop, state presidency, counselor we're talking probably 10 or 15 years mm-hmm. now. What's that experience been like for you?
It's been the greatest blessing. It's really it really touches me, because the students up here are the greatest members of the church that you'll ever find. They've sacrificed, a lot of them have sacrificed everything to be a member of the church, to come here, and others that make great leaders. It has built my testimony and understanding of the importance of the gospel in ways that could never have been before. We just love these kids up here. I call them kids because they're all my kids. Mm-hmm. So I just have a great, deep, respectful love for the students up here.
You know, you talk about your testimony increasing. I'm just thinking back before Thanksgiving, then President Nelson asked us to all be grateful to mm-hmm. kind of help us to overcome some of the things we're going through. And I'm just thinking for you and your family, what is it that you're most grateful for, and especially in the context of the gospel? Because I think a lot of times we separate business and our religious lives, but they're all tied in together, right? And all moves forward together. What about you? What you're grateful for?
One of the things, well, it would have to be just my understanding and testimony of the Savior. That has really grown here as I've served on campus, because I've had to understand better the atonement and how it affects us as I've counseled with students that have come in. The greatest treasure that I have is my relationship with the Savior. I'm grateful that I know Him and that I have experiences with Him and how far-reaching His love is for all of us. There's so much to know there and to feel that the Savior can help us with. And that creates everything. You know, what He did for us and the love He has for us creates the opportunity for us to be sealed as families and be together for eternity It just, everything that we have, the freedoms of the country come from the love of the Savior. I truly am humbled and thankful for my understanding of that.
I don't know, it's something I don't know we think about as much as we probably should, but how has that knowledge impacted, your business and the way you do business?
I want to make sure that any interaction I have with people, It is in a Christ-like way. Years ago, I was a pretty aggressive, I guess. I wanted to get things done. I wanted it done this way, and I was kind of maybe forceful about some of those things, and quick to criticize people in my business. But I've learned, and I guess been tempered through my understanding of how Christ would interact with people that I've tried to and really made that a big goal to have that kind of interaction with everybody in my business and my customers, and just have that same love that Christ would have for them.
Yeah, it seems like we get those rough edges chipped off. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that. Well, Reed's Dairy, it's in Idaho Falls, Idaho. It's got retail locations around Southeast Idaho and just a family run business. It's been a pleasure to talk with you, Alan, and I wish you all the best in the future. And especially I recommend people, if you want some tasty ice cream and you're coming through Idaho, then that's the place to be. Thank you, Alan. Appreciate it so much.
Thank you so much. I really am grateful to be here.
Thank you.